Welcome to the SBCN podcast, a production of the Small Business Community Network, brought to you by Brad Poulos, small business coach, entrepreneurship professor, and author of the Small Business Operator's Manual, a guide to running your small business profitably.
It's Linda here with another SBCN Small Biz podcast. I'm one of the co-founders and I'm happy to be here with one of the SBCN members, who is Linda McLeod. She's the sales manager with AMJ Campbell. I'd like Linda to tell us a little bit more about who she is and what AMJ Campbell is. Hi, Linda.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being bright and early. I'm a morning person, are you?
Not really, although in my life now, the morning is when I'm most productive, but giving my chance, I would love a nice lion. It would be great.
Wouldn't we all? So, Linda, I hadn't actually met you via the networking circuit, as far as I remember, and then you came along and joined the Small Business Community Network. And what I love about your personality in particular, it's very, you're very bubbly, you're very friendly, you smile a lot. And as a salesman manager with AMJ Campbell, I would imagine that that opens up many doors for you with the kind of work that you were in.
So I'm really usually very happy to just be a part of things. Like, I think we live in an amazing, vibrant community. Before I was with AMJ in my past life, I worked remotely in my home by myself for a long, long time over COVID. And so every time I'm out meeting new people, I mean, people can hear the smile in your voice. And I'm just, I'm really just happy to be out meeting people. It's fun. I have met so many great people with networking over the past year. It's been incredible. So I just like it.
And you know, particularly in sales, where sales is concerned, if you're not meeting people, I'm sure the sales are not going to be forthcoming.
That's exactly it.
What I would like to know is, I actually was aware of the company you work for quite some time ago. It's got a very, very good brand. It's got longevity. So could you tell us a bit more about the company, please?
Absolutely. AMJ Campbell is celebrating its 90th year in business. So we provide local moving services, long distance moving services, and commercial moving services. I like to say I can move you across the street, across town, across the country, or across the world, and anything in between. So our brand is strong because of the way we approach moving. So anytime you need to leave one home and go to another, it can be quite stressful. And there's a lot of, or there could be a lot of surprises in terms of like how you move things, how we care for your things. And the way that AMJ approaches it and what I love about it is we start every move with an in-person, ideally, or virtual consultation. So there is no chance of our movers showing up at your home or business where they don't have an idea of what is going and where. And I think that gives us an opportunity to talk to the person, to the homeowner in a lot of cases. Hey, you're moving. It's a time. We know that. They welcome us into their homes and they do, you know, they give us this opportunity to kind of see what exactly is moving so we can give them the best solution for them. Everybody's lifestyle is different. Everybody's things are different. Yeah. So you can't just pick up a phone and say, I want to move and, you know, I have a couch and a chair and some boxes and expect that the person on the other end of the phone can accurately visualize what it is you're moving. So,
Linda, sorry to interrupt you. I love the way you're explaining the to me, it's very like you're dealing with friends or family with your organisation. And I think this is key, isn't it? But I will tell you very quickly, when you said you can move someone to another country, when myself and my husband moved to Canada 31 years ago, you know, there was no social media. I wasn't in business, Linda. And I don't know how we found our moving company. Isn't that weird? So a moving company in England did what you do here and moved us all the way to Canada. So I had no idea that you guys were actually able to do that. So that's something new I found out about you.
It's so funny because before social media and things like that, before you could just, as I like to say, Google it, it was probably the most reliable source of referrals and information was the telephone book.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. So what is it you like about your job as a sales manager with this organization? First of all, it must be you love, you know, dealing with the managers. But what is it about you that tempted you to work for this organization?
Really, it's AMJ's commitment to giving back to the community and the longevity of employees here. It's very rare that they have, so in a labor type of job, right? Nobody wakes up in the morning and says, I think I want to be a mover. Nobody dreams of that job. They find that job through different avenues in their lifetime. And what AMJ does, because they have a good process, because they've been around so long, is the people that I work with started as movers, as drivers, and have, you know, moved and worked their way through the company. Uh-huh. So I love that low turnover, high engagement type of environment that we work in.
I do too. Yeah.
I think people don't realize how much time, money, and effort AMJ gives back into the community, both across the nation, because we do have branches all across Canada, 29. We have two in the US. But giving back is just part of who we are as a company. Mm-hmm. So I'm able to, as the sales manager, expand my circle by getting involved in charities that we care a lot about. Mm-hmm. The one I've done so far that's been the most fun is in Guelph. They do a program called Trees for Tots. Mm-hmm. And that's after Christmas, AMJ donated one of their moving vehicles. Me and one of my coworkers and a driver went out and we picked up Christmas trees after the holiday season. Mm-hmm. And all of the money that people pay to have it picked up all goes to the Children's Foundation.
That's absolutely amazing. That's more than amazing. So do you think then we've covered quite a few areas, you know, what you do, what the organization does, the longevity, retaining people who work there, because a lot of people today tend to hop from one job to another, the charity work, the brand awareness. So how do people find you mostly? You know, your target market, the people who want to move. Is it mostly through social media, mostly through, you know, Googling, as we like to call it, or referrals from past customers?
You know, it's a half and half. We've got a lot of people looking to that are moving that literally find us, you know, through a web search or social media. Mm-hmm. And then the other half really is a strong referral network where, you know, I've moved someone's parents and now they're moving, or their daughter is moving out of her university apartment into her first home. Mm-hmm. I think there's a common misconception that hiring movers is very, very, very expensive. So I want, if anything, I would like anybody who's considering moving to reach out to us to get an idea of what that could be. It is incredibly labor saving for yourself. Yeah. And it can literally take the stress out of your move in a way that I think people really discount. So if I could leave the world with one thing, it's reach out to AMJ, reach out if you're not in this country, reach out to your local mover. If you need referrals on who's great, we belong to an international association of movers. That's how we're able to move. I'm happy to make some recommendations. It's just, a lot of people stop themselves.
Yeah.
From calling because they're like, oh, you can't afford that. You absolutely can, especially when you see what it can do for your move. It's incredible.
Oh, listen, I know. I couldn't tell you the name of the company. It's 31 years ago. We had the most amazing company. It came by ship. And, you know, as soon as it got here, I thought, you know, they'd just bring the boxes in and bring the furniture in and just plonk it everywhere. And very much like your organization, they unpack everything for you. They put it in a place where we wanted it. It was absolutely amazing. And it is good to know, Linda, that, you know, people will reach out to you, because I like the fact that you are willing to let people know that it's affordable and share the cost with them if they contact you. Because a lot of companies, you know, well, some companies are a bit secretive and don't like to share how much it costs. And I don't tend to contact those companies. So you've left a wonderful thought with us to contact you guys, just talk to you, have a conversation. Would they be talking to you directly, Linda, or would they be contacting someone else at the organization? Because I know you're a busy lady.
Well, I try to take as many phone calls as I can. I actually love being in the office and being like in that reception seat. It's great to be able to answer people's questions right on the spot. We do a lot of in-home. So I am, you're right, out and about a lot of the time. But you can reach out. We are always going to reach out to you, whether you want to send us an email or text my cell phone, or, you know, fill out an online web form. We're always going to reach out to you and try to get an idea of what it is you're moving. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes we can ballpark it for you, because I think that helps people understand. But really and truly, it's after that in-home or virtual consultation where we use some very neat technology that helps us estimate how much goods you have, which then helps us estimate how long and then how much your move could be. And I think the other thing that people don't know is our estimates are, they're always revert back to the actual time or the actual weight and distance if you're moving long distance. So, you know, people will, people think like, oh, that's the price and that's the end, especially when we're moving locally. Because oftentimes our team, again, we have an incredible group of frontline movers, and every day when I go to site and I see them, it truly is incredible how good they are, how fast they are, and how much they care for people's things. So you're in just great hands.
I can tell that, because let's think about this rationally. We all know companies, organizations that, you know, didn't make it. After X amount of years, it could be, you know, they began to struggle when social media came along, or they began to struggle when COVID came along. But the fact that you guys are celebrating 90 years, the customer service, the transparency, the wonderful people like you, Linda, that they have helping them spread the word how wonderful they are. Before I let you go, do you want to share website information, phone information, anything at all about social media platforms so people can reach out?
Absolutely. Our website is amjcampbell.com. So C-A-M-P as in Peter, B as in Bob, E-L-L.com. There's a ton of information, free resources, checklists to help get you started when you're thinking about moving. Mm-hmm. Our office is located just off the 401 in Cambridge. Very easy to get to if you'd like to pop by. We have a full box store here. We love having people in the office. And our office is quite beautiful. Our storage and warehousing is also here. So if you need some extra space, if you're in between homes or staging your home, you can take a quick tour. Our office phone number. We're open Monday to Friday, 8 to 5, is 519-896-3366. My name is Linda. I would love to take your call, but we have a full team here that could help you as well.
That's absolutely wonderful. You are amazing, Linda. You really are. I do want to say thank you to you for taking the time today to share about yourself and AMJ Campbell, because it's a wonderful organization. And we'll meet again, and maybe we'll do another one of these next time you guys have an event where people can come along, Linda.
Thank you so much for having me. I think it's just an honor that I get to do this type of work and be welcomed into people's homes. So If I can help someone, I always will.
Well, thank you, Linda, and have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.